Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffe of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Yud Zayin, Nida 17a, pagination is 33. We'll start about 10 lines down. The first word on the line is Piruchi, and then we begin Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi, a statement from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Hey Devarim, there are five things that could endanger a person, and for doing them, it's its own responsibility. He should have avoided them. This was something that you brought on yourself, so to speak. And we're going to see the list. And as the Mefarshim say, not all of these are understandable on the physical realm of understanding. And he's saying something deep here, and we're not clearly sure what it is he's saying in terms of underlying reasoning, but many commentaries say that it's binding and we're supposed to observe it. Now, it is interesting to note that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the one to whom Zohar is attributed. And there might be things in the Zohar that we simply say, oh, that's Kabbalah, and it's not binding, and you don't have to worry about it. But these things are being recorded in the Gemara, and therefore they would be taken as binding law type of things. And with that preamble, let's see what he says. Ha'ochel shum kaluf, Ubatzel kaluf, ubeitza kalufa. A person who eats garlic that's been peeled, onion that's been peeled, or an egg that's been peeled, or presumably cracked in its raw state, but its shell is off. That's not a good thing. He's talking about something that was peeled and then left overnight without eating it. You didn't eat it the same day. You left it overnight. And now on the new day, there's a concern regarding garlic, onion, and eggs. So that's the first category. The statement continues, Vahashose mashkin mizugin sha'over aleim halayla. A person who drinks wine that's been readied for drinking the previous day, and now it went overnight, and you're going to drink it on the following day. The wine in their time was too strong to drink straight, so they would mix it with water and make it ready for drinking. So he made it ready yesterday, it went overnight, and now he wants to drink it. That's a problem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai teaches. Vahalon beves hakvaros, a person who stays overnight in a cemetery. Gemara elaborates on this. Vahanotel tziparnov vizorkan l'rishus harabim, a person who cuts his nails and throws them in the public where people are going to walk over them. That's very bad. And a person who lets blood, which is a therapy in their time, he lets blood and goes directly from that to tashmish, to marital intimacy. And that's also not a good thing, something you don't do. So focusing on the early part of the list here, the garlic, the onion, and the eggs, which were peeled and left for the following day, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says that's not a good thing to do. So the Gemara tells us, "Va'afal gav de manchi besilta umetzayri v'chasimi," even though it's totally wrapped up, you put it in a bag, in a basket, you tied it up. Ruach ra shora aleihen, there's a bad spirit that rests upon it, and you shouldn't eat it. V'lo amron, We didn't say this, Ella de lo shaya ben ikaran o kaliposon. If you didn't leave the base, if you didn't leave the hearers that come out, of a shaya ben ikran o kaliposon leslon bo. But if you did leave that over, you left some of the shell, some of the covering, then you're okay. So we have a very specific description. If a person wanted to use half an onion, leave the rest for later. So instead of peeling the entire onion, you could just cut it in half, perhaps wash it beforehand, the exterior, cut it in half, and only use the part that you're interested in using now, and leave the rest that you're leaving for tomorrow with its cover. And that would be a solution. But if a person straight away peels the onion, that's this statement of caution and restriction. Now, the Mefarshim do point out that it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. So perhaps that could infer, we could infer from that, that it's not binding. Yet, many commentaries say it's in the Gemara, it's binding. There's a fascinating tshuva from Reb Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe Yoridea Gimel Chaf, in which he writes that on an industrial level, when things are prepared in large quantities, intentionally for days before they're going to be used, that's not included in this restriction. And therefore, we do have hashkachas that exist on a tub full of peeled garlic. The bulbs are in this container. Likewise, we have industrial certified eggs where they've been cracked, pre-cracked eggs, certified, even though you're not supposed to leave eggs without their shell overnight. But on an industrial level, Reb Moshe says that's not what this Gemara was describing. And if we could try to identify what the Gemara was describing, it seems that you prepared it and then didn't eat it. It was intended, it was the type of preparation that would have been intended to be eaten today. And you didn't, and somehow a ruach ra, an evil spirit, comes, if we could say perhaps an insight, there are some who have a tradition that a woman should not go to mikveh if her husband is not in town. This is a shaila to be asked to your rav, but some say that she goes, it's a concern, and she's vulnerable because her husband's not there. She's made herself ready for her husband, and her husband's not there. And in creation, there are things that one can be concerned about that are not in the physical realm. So perhaps here also, the food was readied on a household level. But if it's an industrial level, intended for consumption weeks from now, Reb Moshe says that's not what this Gemara is talking about, and that's permitted. If you do have leftover onion, so one of the common solutions is to impose it into a food. And if you can't put it into a food, you're not quite ready. So one solution is to drizzle it with a dressing, even as simple as olive oil with salt, which is fundamentally a dressing. And if you would put the dressing on the food, it becomes like a salad, it becomes a food, and it's not the unpeeled onion that was being described here. On the topic of nail cutting, so the Gemara tells us on the second wide line, sarfan chosid, if you would burn the nails, the fingernails, the toenails, that would be good. That would be the best. Although Tosfos says, not good to burn something that comes from the body. Burning is not the way to go. And the next option is kovron tzaddik. A person buries them, puts them out of the area, That would be a tzaddik. Common practice, I believe, today is to flush the nails down the toilet, and included in that is to collect them carefully, not to let the nails go flying around. There's another statement here, just want to mention. The Gemara says, five lines into the wides, Asur lo la'odam sheyishamish mitaso bayom. A person is not allowed to have marital intimacy by day. Shene'emar ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's not advantageous to the relationship to have light to see. Shema yireh ba'davar meguna v'siskana olav. Lest the husband see something that's not favorable to him, and he'll end up forming a dislike to the woman. Rav Huna says, Yisrael kedoshim heim. Yisrael are holy. They don't do during the day. This is a question, a shaila to a Rav, if there are circumstances, cases, that a person feels need special consideration. But this concept, incidentally, is brought in Jewish literature as a praise to Ahasuerus, that as disgusting as his beauty contest and trying out the women, test driving, in order to see which one is the one that he wants as his queen, nevertheless, they found a redeeming factor. They found something nice about Ahasuerus, that he wasn't doing this by day. He was only doing it by night. Ba'erev hiva'a. In the evening, she would come to him. Now, there's a Gemara here that says, shall base Munbaz HaMelech, the approach of the people from Munbaz, the king, and he shows up in the Talmud, whatever his role exactly is, but the people from Munbaz had a custom, his followers had a custom, Mishamshim mitoseim bayom. They did have marital intimacy during the day. Now, he's not our Rebbe. We don't learn from him. But the Gemara does give an insight. De'ika onashina meganya ba'ape. Because the husband is very tired at night, exhausted, tired, so having marital intimacy at night sometimes causes that he just does it in an obligatory manner. He's not enjoying, and therefore it's degrading. It risks degrading relationship. They went ahead and did it by day because they were awake. Okay, again, they're not our teachers, but the insight which the Gemara finds as a redeeming factor is something to consider. Reading Rashi, midway on the page, Ones Shina, Mitoch Shehu Nenas B'Shina, if the husband is falling asleep, Eina Mis'avel La Kolkach, he doesn't desire her so much, or Meshamesh Likia Mitzvasona, he's just doing it to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Mitzvasona Ba'alma, Olurat Sosa, or to be pleasing to her, Velibo Kotzba, on some level, he finds it with rejection. It doesn't appeal to him because he's so tired. Vumabnei Teisha Midos, that could be included in the Gemara in Nedarim, that intimacy is only supposed to happen when they're awake and it's pleasing. And therefore, even though the practice of Beis Munbaz is not our practice, but the insight which the Gemara finds as a redeeming factor is certainly something to consider to make sure to be awake and engaged. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.